Save big on your landscaping project now at Menards. Whether you're installing a patio or a new retaining wall, Menards has the blocks you need to get the job done right. We carry the largest in-stock selection ready to take home today. Stop in and get our 12-inch smooth patio block on sale now. Save big on concrete landscape blocks at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Hey, podcast listeners, still standing on the sidelines when you could be getting paid to play? Well, all your favorite NBA and college basketball teams are in action, and there's no better time to make sure you're betting with the best. BetDSI is one of the most reliable and profitable online sports books. Bet on the NBA, college basketball, MLB, UFC, NHL, and much more. It's your all-access pass for everything. And not only are there super quick payouts and bonuses, but BetDSI's live feature allows me to watch my team before I even bet. They even match any deposit you make up to $1,000. So play big, win big, and get paid anytime. Plus, when you sign up for BetDSI.com using our code, you'll get an extra 25%. That's 125% bonus. So join the winning team by signing on at BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN101. You'll more than double your bet. So don't leave money on the table. Visit BetDSI.com and use code WIN101. That's BetDSI.com, promo code WIN101, BETDSI.com, code WIN101.
You will now hear an electronically generated noise.
ESPN 97.5 KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston. Is The Bench on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers, live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Long throw in time.
Here's your Diamond Play of the Week, presented by Robbins Brothers, the engagement ring store.
You know, I like to fight and stuff. I've street fought all my life. My name's Katrina Workman. I'm going to Welch this year to fight again. I fought more than 1 year. I'm women's lightweight champion. And I'm hoping to do it again.
How many street fights have you had, do you think, if you had added up?
I couldn't count them on both fingers, both hands, or both feet, either one. Yeah, I broke my hands. Several times. I broke my foot, kicking people in the face. It's pretty awesome. You get to relieve a lot of stress and stuff, and plus, you know, you get to beat people up. When I was in junior high, I beat this boy up because he pulled my hair. No, I beat up my husband too. I've choked him out before.
This Diamond Play of the Week is presented by Robbins Brothers, the engagement ring store, West Loop South and Clear Lake.
What a play.
God, what is going on with Wendy?
Well, that's Wendy. She's a street fighter. Was she? Does she fight in Rough and Rowdy?
Yeah, that's where she fights.
Yeah, that's where she fights. She, I don't want her operating on me.
Well, she's not a doctor, is she?
Thank God.
She's a fighter.
No, she's a fighter. There's no question. I don't want to be married to her either. She beats up her. She chokes out her husband.
Well, maybe he crossed the line.
I broke my foot kicking somebody in the face, but it's cool.
It's a stress relief.
No, that's not great. Like breaking your foot on someone's feet. First of all, when you kick someone, try using your shin if you really want to knock them out. Your foot's going to break. That's what, I mean, there's small bones in there. Have some sense, lady.
Where do you get it? Right here? This where you hit him?
No, you want to hit him like
there. With your shin?
Yeah.
Or even here would be okay, no?
That'd be okay.
Yeah. Up by the on top of the foot. Let me ask you this. Who's the dude that steps on the fence and kicks you in the same motion?
Anthony Pettis?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That dude is badass.
He got a knockout this weekend.
Yeah, I saw it.
Pretty good.
That was really good.
He's getting his ass kicked too.
Was he?
Yeah. And came out of nowhere and starched that dude.
Did you guys see the boxer that was winning in 20 seconds left in the fight.
Yeah.
And he was messing around and he got knocked out.
Not a good look.
No. I mean, he was clearly the winner, and then he gets knocked out in the last 10 seconds of the fight.
I mean, it is boxing. There could have easily, but the decision could have easily screwed him. But
he
probably was going to win.
He was going. Yeah, he was just, and he was dancing around, feeling good about himself. Bam, sit down, lay down for a while,
take a nap, take a breather.
He did take a nap. 713-780-3776. Some stuff that we haven't hit on. Apparently. You like this advice by Jason Garrett, don't you? You think it's solid?
Look, we all have we all hope to have mentors in our lives, people who kind of direct us and maybe put us on the right path.
Like you have John.
I wouldn't say that. I think you are extrapolating incorrectly about the back and forth between us. John has never been like, I think you should do this. I think he did it once. It was after I got fired. He goes, maybe you should try this. I was like, a little late, John.
Well, all I said was, I think you should try being a good person.
That's not what you said.
Which would be different for you.
That's not what you said. Okay. But if someone who I respected was like, hey, man, you should just quit and smoke weed, I think I'd appreciate it.
Yeah. Apparently, Jason Garrett, he told me I should just quit, smoke all the weed I want. The team didn't need me. I'm a distraction to the team. You know, the problem with David Irving, he says he's been diagnosed with multiple mental illnesses, including manic depression, borderline schizophrenia, post-traumatic stress disorder, and bipolar disorder. And he says it all came from the concussions he suffered while playing football. And he had none of that stuff before he played the NFL. Man. I don't know.
I don't mean to diminish this because I'm not a medical doctor, but... Like, PTSD, from what I understand, is like, can you get that from playing football?
I don't know that.
There's soldiers, that's what they come back with sometimes. Right. And I know there's, like, kids, there's, if you grow up in a certain kind of home, like an abusive household, or if you've had some sort of trauma in your life, like a rape or something like that, I can see, okay, PTSD, but like, you got PTSD from playing football?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not. I am a licensed psychologist, but I don't want to delve into this. First I'll have to study it.
You'll have to see his brain scan too.
Right, I need to.
Map.
But I just think it's, well, dude, when he left the NFL, right? He was walking down the stairs smoking a joint saying, "I'm done with, I can smoke all the weed I want now." I think this is solid advice by Jason Garrett. You know what? You need to quit and smoke weed.
I mean, was he going to keep playing in the NFL?
No, because he's a weed enthusiast.
Okay. Well, then Jason Garrett gave him sage advice.
Solid advice.
He said, you know what? You're not going to make it in this league. What I would do if I were you is...
Well, you could if you stop smoking weed and stop getting suspended.
But he's saying he can't because he's got PTSD.
Right. Right.
So if that's the case, okay, here's what I would do. I would take all the money you've got. I would use some of it to buy weed.
Right.
And invest the rest and hope that it lasts. And good luck with your life, sir.
That's all?
Yeah.
I mean,
you know what? I mean, think about the last time you got fired. Did your boss give you that kind of advice? Did he say like, hey?
No, he said, get the bleep out.
Yeah. To me, Jason Garrett's going above and beyond.
Right. Giving sage advice.
Yeah.
Right. I'm with you. But this is not like, unlike most all the Cowboys. I mean, Randy Gregory, weed enthusiast.
Yeah.
Okay. David Irving, weed enthusiast. Nate Newton, extraordinary weed enthusiast. Apparently in Dallas, you just become, there's something about being up there. You just want to smoke as much weed as you possibly can.
Yeah.
Right? You'll even go to prison for it when you're carrying it around in a van.
Yeah.
Down by the river. So, I mean, I just think that it's just good, solid advice for all these Cowboys. Just smoke a bunch of weed.
That's it.
That's all. That's a great way to go about life. So, anyway, I mean, are we supposed to shame Jason Garrett for giving good advice? No. Thank you. Robert Kraft has apologized. He didn't do anything wrong, but he's apologized.
Okay.
Okay. He's not guilty, and he's fighting this to the fullest extent of the law, and because... there was an illegal search. Actually, they obtained all their evidence illegally.
I thought he took a deal.
Oh, no.
Man.
No, he did not. They offered a deal, and he said no.
He didn't take it.
He said, no, I'm not doing that. I don't think, last I saw, none of the guys took it. Because you had to admit that you could have been found guilty by the court. His lawyer said there was no human trafficking, and law enforcement knows it. The video and the traffic stop were illegal, and law enforcement just doesn't want to admit it. The state attorney needs to step up and do the right thing, investigate how the evidence in this case was obtained. Now, the sheriff, or who is it? The FBI has said, the video is probably getting out.
Yeah.
Yeah, someone came out over the weekend and go, that's probably going to get
it. It's probably coming out. Okay? Robert Kraft getting a...
That is what we're going to see?
Hopefully.
No, not hopefully.
I mean, hopefully. The Robert Kraft porn.
Huh. Let me ask you two a question.
No.
If a link was provided for you by one of your degenerate friends, hey, man, the Robert Kraft video is out.
Nope.
I'm not saying you go search for it on Pornhub, but if someone sends you a link, are you clicking on the link?
Nope.
No.
Yeah,
no.
I'm not doing it either. And by degenerate friends, I mean Raheel. If Raheel emails you a link, are you clicking on it?
No, I don't. I don't feel good about, like, the Erin Andrews video. I never watched it because I just didn't feel like she wanted it out there, and that was just crap.
Did it because of
yeah. Me neither.
I just feel like, and oh, by the way, Robert Kraft's like 900 years old. I don't want to see that. If I'm going to watch porn, I just don't want to see a 90-year-old guy.
So it's, which is the bigger deterrent? The fact that he probably wouldn't want anyone to see it, or the fact that he's old? Like, what if Robert Kraft's like...
I think they're both major deterrents.
I said, which one is the bigger deterrent?
What if Robert
Kraft was like, yeah, watch it. Would you watch it? He'd be like, okay, no, you're too old for me to watch it.
I don't know that he'd go. Would Robert Kraft ever go, hey, everybody, you want to see my new video?
Part of your reason for not watching the Erin Andrews one is because obviously it was something she didn't want out there. If Robert Kraft's like, I think you guys should watch it, would you watch it?
Is that video going to come out?
That's what they said.
Law enforcement said, yeah, it's probably going to get leaked.
Probably going to get out. Yeah, no, there's no reason.
I'll be honest.
With all the porn out there, Dale, you say this all the time.
Let me take everything else off the table. Like the fact that, is it an invasion of his privacy? That's horrible.
Not really, because he's in a public place.
He was doing crime.
And he was paying for it.
But let's just take every other factor off the table. Do you want to watch a video where an old man gets a hand job?
I think it was more than that.
Was it?
I think so.
Oh, I thought it was handy and...
there was allegedly a mouth hug as well.
Yeah, there was
but
a mouth hug. There was a mouth hug.
No intercourse.
No.
No.
I'm out on that video. I don't have interest in that.
Yeah, me either. I really don't. And you know what? I feel like Mr. Kraft has been wronged here.
Let's ask another question. If this video weren't about Robert Kraft and it were about Rob Gronkowski, would you watch it?
No, I don't want to see Gronk doing it either.
I would watch it.
You would?
just to see how it went down.
No.
I think like all the loose skin and old balls, it's gross. It's a bad image.
I don't.
So age is more of a deterrent.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I think it's age. Would you watch it if it were Tom Brady?
Well, okay. Would you watch the Red Woman having it, or after she takes off her collar? Yeah, the Red Witch,
Melisandre. Old Melisandre.
Oh,
would you watch her before she takes her? By the way, she was in the bathtub once, and she didn't have her collar on.
I remember that. I don't know how that worked.
How did that work? Because when she took the collar off, all of a sudden she turned like 900 years old.
Poor continuity,
probably. And she looked like a man.
Yeah. Maybe she is. We don't know that.
She might be.
8:15 ESPN 97.5.
So that's a no for both of you.
It's a no watch.
The
yes.
old one? Yeah.
But I'm not watching Gronk either.
No. A hard no.
What if you were watching Pornhub and it's some young, fit people getting after it,
And then the gentleman removed his collar and he turned into Bob Kraft. And it was like, oh, what now? What? No. I've seen it.
No. Yeah, not, no.
Would you turn it off or would you finish the game?
I would turn it off immediately. Immediately, if not sooner.
And then what? Just walk around in pain for the rest of the day?
Yeah,
or no, maybe he's immediately out of pain.
What do you mean? No, I'm not getting out of any pain anyway watching that. Okay?
Okay. You're just not gonna finish your therapy session.
No, I'm not finishing any therapy. I'm not finishing.
Okay.
Okay.
You know, they say not to interrupt your therapy session.
Yeah. They've got a treatment.
Otherwise I'll have PTSD.
It's like
maybe it's start smoking weed like David.
It's like antibiotics. If you don't finish all the way through, you might as well have not even started. You're not going to get better.
That's PTBB, post-traumatic blue balls.
Something like that.
Something like that?
Do you want that, John?
No. I don't want...
That's what you're going to have.
I don't want any of it, okay? I'm not a porn enthusiast, okay? I don't want any of it. Good Lord.
It's purely hypothetical.
You two have too many different scenarios that
Del,
and
what if
there's
you were
no good choices here.
Del, what if
there
you were watching?
Zero good choices.
Imagine that you are watching a video.
Okay, I'm there.
And what's the guy's name? The joke's ruined now because I can't remember his name. Oh yeah, you're watching John and Wendy. Okay.
Why?
And it's. I mean,
why?
It's
okay. It's, immediately that he's out.
It's why? Going. It's going.
See,
stop.
Wild.
No,
and then
no.
John reaches up and takes his collar
it
off.
It doesn't matter.
And he's
John.
Gilbert.
I would actually, if you told me at a certain point,
it would, then look, he would watch.
Look,
you'd watch that, wouldn't you?
You told me
that's
at the
enough. It's time for break.
The point where he turns
ESPN
into Gilbert.
97.
That's where I would start watching. I'm not watching the John part.
ESPN 97.5.
My name is Bob Lee, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 822 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. Have you changed any of your opinions about this Rockets team?
I'll let you know in a couple weeks when playoffs are going.
I'm not sure. No. I mean, that's what...
Like, is my opinion that they can beat the Warriors?
Yeah.
No.
It's not changed in the least. Not in the least. Even though this is the only team...
John, they were literally games better than the Warriors last year, and they still couldn't beat them.
They beat them this year in the regular season.
Oh, well.
Okay.
They should hoist a banner for that.
Well, there is. There is. They're going to... No.
Beat the Warriors.
They beat them in the regular season. Last year, they took them to 7. Mm-hmm. They were a hamstring away from winning that series. Mm-hmm. Okay, so there's really no reason that they can't beat them this year.
Hey, are the Rockets better this year than they were last year?
I think they're playing pretty darn well right now.
Are they better this year than they were last
year? Well, no, because they started so slow this year.
Okay.
And, oh, by the way, do you like the additions of Kenneth Faried, Daniel House,
do you like
Austin
the addition
Rivers?
Of Boogie Cousins?
I don't know that he makes them that much better, if you want to know the truth.
So Boogie Cousins, not a good ad. Daniel House and Kenneth Faried, somehow yes. Game changers.
Yeah, no.
You picking that up, Dell?
Yeah. I listen, they didn't need Boogie Cousins. By the way, Boogie Cousins, I think, you know, granted, I think it's a bad matchup for Capella, but I don't mind at all. If you want to know the truth, I don't mind at all if they go down to Boogie Cousins every single possession on Capella. That's fine by me. That means KD isn't shooting. That means Steph isn't shooting. That means Clay isn't shooting. I'm fine with it.
Okay. I I mean, I think if DeMarcus Cousins, which by the way, DeMarcus Cousins is like their what? Their fourth option offensively. I think that's a pretty good fourth option. Who's the fourth option offensively for the Rockets?
Daniel House. Nice.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Plus 16 last night against New Orleans.
Warriors, come out to play. Yeah.
Come on, Warriors.
Okay.
Yeah. Where's Thundersticks when I need him? Where is he? Okay.
He's being lazy.
Look at how the show changes when as opposed to Thundersticks, I got Dell sitting here.
What?
Why?
Hater. AJ.
Hater. No, AJ.
I'm not a hater.
Olale.
Why?
Because
he doesn't believe the Rockets are can win a championship?
Yeah.
You mean so he's like
as opposed to Thundersticks.
He's almost like everyone else in the NBA world?
No, I don't think so. Okay. When I've seen stories, are the Rockets the best team in the NBA? And the answer is yes.
When? When's the last time that story was printed?
It was a couple weeks ago.
Huh. Oh, when they're on their winning streak?
Yeah.
Then when the Warriors beat them to that.
And the Warriors were winning 6 of 13?
Yeah, and are the Warriors still ahead of the Rockets?
Yeah, but that doesn't matter right now.
Kind of does for seeding.
Oh, last year, who was ahead? The Rockets. Guess who won? The Warriors.
So,
it doesn't matter.
So wouldn't that make you feel less?
Nope.
Good about the
feel
Rockets?
Feel great about them.
Huh. What if I told you that...
What if I told you?
Here's a good way to check what the rest of the world thinks about who's better. The Rockets are 12-1 to win the NBA title.
Oh, that's just because of stupidity. Vegas doesn't know what it's doing.
The Warriors are 1-2 to win the NBA title.
Great. You know what I'm taking? Value. That is a value bet.
If I were taking value, I might take like... I think there's the Bucks at 10-1. There's some interesting value. Sixers at 20-1.
The Rockets at 12.
But I don't think I'm taking... I think if I said I've got to bet my house on one of these...
What's the field against the Warriors?
There's no field. No.
I don't think the Warriors are going to win it. Okay. There. I said it. And I think the Rockets are going to beat them. There. It's over.
I don't know if it's over just because you said
it. It's over. Okay. I think I've made my case, and I think that
what case did
I'll
you
be
make?
Proved right.
What case did you make?
The case that the Rockets will win and beat the Warriors. I don't know. I think it goes 5.
So you think the Rockets will win?
4 out of 5.
I get that, but considering how their seeding is going, you think the Rockets will win, what, 2 games in Oakland to start, or... And or will they split and
no,
then
they'll
win
split,
two at home?
Win and two here and then go back there and 5. Win.
I mean, seems like a likely scenario.
Yeah, to you.
No, I just said seems likely.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm with you.
I mean, then, of course, the Rockets, what the Rockets are because of who they are, they can win that series in the second round and then get smacked around in the conference finals because that seems to be their personality.
No, I'd worry more about the Bucks, though.
You should.
Yeah. No, I think the Bucks are going to be a harder series than the Warriors will be.
Huh.
Yeah.
So you think the Rockets take out the Warriors in 5 and then beat the Bucks in what, 6?
7.
If the playoffs started today, you know who the Rockets would play in the first round?
The Rockets would play Oklahoma City.
Who's won that?
That doesn't matter.
Regular season series.
Have you seen those two in the playoffs the last few years? Thanks. Good night.
Have you seen the Rockets and the Warriors in the last couple of years?
Yeah. Well, yeah, 7 games. If it wasn't for Chris Paul's hamstring, done.
If it wasn't for Andre Iguodala, there's never a game 6 or 7, so it wouldn't matter anyway.
That's bull. Without James Harden, the Rockets went there and beat their ass.
That's a regular season game.
Yeah. So what?
They're not comparable.
Didn't the Warriors just beat the Rockets without Kevin Durant?
That doesn't matter.
Why doesn't that matter?
It only matters one way with John.
You've noticed that, huh?
They really didn't care about that game.
The Rockets didn't care? Yeah. Their whole lives are based off the Warriors, and they didn't care?
Their owner has admitted GM admitted they obsess over the Warriors.
Yeah, but not...
Not well, that day.
Well, not the players. The GM does.
Right.
Right. Not the players. All right, now we can't get Biscuit in here. We'll get him in on the other side. 829 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. Is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Good question here.
Interesting question.
Here's an interesting question. How would you reseed the tournament right now? Who would be your number one overall seed?
Dude, it's tough. I mean, who's looked the best is North Carolina.
I would probably agree with that.
I mean, Gonzaga's up there too. I mean, the four number one seeds would be
still the four.
They'd still be the top four. After that,
who would come after that?
Texas Tech, probably.
Okay.
Looked really good.
I agree with that.
And that Buffalo team is good, and they beat the garbage out of them. That was an impressive win. Probably Michigan and Michigan State in some order after that.
Yep. Okay.
Probably... Yeah, with no PJ Washington, I don't even know if I'll put Kentucky there yet. I'd probably put Kentucky and then Purdue, Auburn, Florida State, Virginia Tech, LSU, Tennessee, Oregon. How far down? Is that all of them? Did I miss one?
That's all.
Okay.
That's pretty good. This one had Duke still number one.
Who made it?
This one was by Myron Metcalf.
Okay.
I don't know him.
ESPN guy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Duke, Gonzaga, North Carolina, Virginia, Tech, Texas Tech, Michigan State, Michigan, U of H, Auburn, Purdue, Kentucky.
Ooh, Kentucky 11 or 12, did you say?
11.
All right.
LSU, Tennessee, Virginia Tech, Oregon. I don't mind. I kind of like yours better. I don't know about Kentucky higher than U of H, though.
Yeah. I mean, I guess it's... did I have Kentucky higher than U of H?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, you put them one ahead of them.
They're right around the same.
They're right in the neighborhood, yeah. Yeah.
And I think it's funny because everybody's talking about, well, if Fletcher McGee doesn't go one for a million, but Tyler Hero went like two for a million from three, and he's their best shooter. So it's... They had an off day. It's funny how the downgrade of Kentucky is so easy, but Duke, full strength Duke, just almost lost to Central Florida. And no,
I think Central Florida is underrated, though. I think Central Florida is a pretty good team.
I mean, I think Central Florida is not bad.
They played really well down the stretch, beating Houston and Cincinnati. And they lost in the tournament, but with Taco inside and as athletic, I mean, Aubrey Dawkins is, you asked when you walked in, Dell, did he make himself some money? I think he did. I think dude's an NBA player.
But that thing, I mean, that team lost to Wichita. They lost to Memphis a couple times. I mean, I think they lost to like Florida International.
They lost
Florida
to Memphis
Atlantic.
In the tournament at Memphis.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
I'm not saying they're bad. I'm just saying that team shouldn't be playing with Duke.
I thought that team was going to be scary in the, American tournament.
But that's the American tournament, not the NCAA tournament.
No, but the American's a pretty good conference now.
It's good.
Pretty good conference. Yeah.
It's probably.
I mean, Temple was pretty. I mean, they had four teams in it.
I don't know if anyone can replicate what Johnny Dawkins and that defense did, but it just exacerbates it. People didn't know. They know now. Duke,
I think,
and their shooting is a problem.
I think Virginia Tech can do what UCF did. I think they will do what UCF did. I mean, that, and by the way, Virginia Tech, when they played Duke, they beat them. And everyone will say, oh, well, Duke didn't have Zion. Okay. Well, Virginia Tech didn't have Justin Robinson. They do now.
Yeah, but Zion's a huge, I mean, it's a night and day team with Zion.
It's not, though.
It really is.
It's what it does.
Look at with and without.
Here's the difference. Without, they're like a zero-dimensional offense. With, they're a one-dimensional offense. They cannot shoot. And like Central Florida was, they were telling Trey Jones, shoot it. They're like giving him 5-6 feet, saying, shoot it. And he wouldn't shoot because he can't shoot. I've never seen a quote-unquote great team that's this poor of a shooting team.
Right. Well, R.J. Barrett can shoot. And,
I mean, not really.
Well, he can.
Can he shoot compared to his teammates? Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, but right. Does that make them a good shooting team? Far from it.
No, but they're a good team. I think you're really underplaying how good they are.
They're good. They're just not this juggernaut.
They're being priced as the second best team in the last decade, only behind that Kentucky team that was undefeated all through the regular season, lost in the championship to Wisconsin, or Final Four to Wisconsin. They're not that. They're good, but they've lost games. They're beatable.
I mean, RJ Barrett's less than 32% from three.
So, yeah, there's nothing that's unstoppable about this team.
It takes a lot of them. Takes over 6 a game. Makes about 2. But they're obviously Zion is a big factor. But for all those McDonald's All-Americans, that team, what is that team without him? Are they a 4 seed? Because they don't play like a team that anyone should fear. And he changes things for them. And obviously you can't take him away. But sometimes they look almost average when he's not on the floor.
Mm-hmm. Let's get
before we get there. Do you want to hear some of the teams that are better 3-point shooting teams than Duke?
What are they?
Like Stetson and McNeese
it's
State.
Like 340 of them.
Yeah, there's 320. There's 328 of them.
That's all.
That's all. No big deal. They're 30.7%. 3-point shooting team.
So, where do you rank Stetson in this tournament now?
Stetson's been eliminated, unfortunately.
They have been?
Yeah.
Okay. I was just wondering where Stetson is.
Yeah.
Because Duke's still there.
Virginia Tech's still there. They're 9th in the country in 3-point shooting. Virginia's still there. They're 4th in 3-point shooting.
Is 3-point shooting important in basketball?
It's maybe the most important thing in today's game.
Except the number one overall seed can't shoot, and yet they're the number one overall seed.
Yeah, we saw what happened to them.
They almost lost.
Almost happened to them yesterday because they can't shoot.
Yeah, Virginia almost lost too.
Well, they won.
Virginia won by like 18 points.
Well, they were struggling at the half.
They lost the first half.
Oh, well, that's kind of the same.
Yes, they lost the first half. They had
a really bad 9 minutes.
Listen.
Oh, okay.
Okay. They almost lost. They lost the first half in my mind. Okay.
No, they did lose the first
half. They lost the first half.
Yes.
But this isn't that one tournament where you get eliminated after you play a bad first half.
Okay. I'm just saying. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. How good were they in the second half, John?
They were pretty – well, okay, I don't know how they could have possibly gotten by – who was it? Fairleigh Dickinson or whatever.
And what did they do?
Who did they play?
What did they do yesterday?
Okay.
Did they almost lose the first half yesterday?
No. That's a good basketball team. I don't know that they're built. I don't know why that they're not, but I don't know.
You don't know that they're built what?
For tournament play, for whatever reason.
Because they're a great defensive team that also happens to be the 4th best 3-point shooting
team.
Yeah,
I don't know why, but they
struggle. They've struggled
to
score.
I don't know why.
Against the best competition. But outside of last year, it wasn't like Virginia was getting knocked out. Weren't they always making it to the second weekend?
Yeah, but they have consistently
not
failed to meet expectations.
Yeah, because they've been ones and twos, and people thought highly of them.
Yes.
So yeah, but last year I think clouds what I guess. I mean, if you're a 2 or 1, people expect you to get to the Elite Eight, Final Four. But I think last year clouds what people think of Virginia. Virginia's been a solid Sweet 16 program for quite a bit, and now hopefully at least for them.
Yeah, Tony's. I think he's a great coach, but for whatever reason they gag. They can't shoot. They have a problem. You know, they're always going to play hard defensively. But for whatever reason, they gag up. Let's get Biscuit in here. He wants to talk about his Cougs. What do you say, Biscuit?
Hey, man, top of the morning to you, fellas.
Back
hey,
at you.
There's no way you can put Kentucky higher than U of H, man. We're going to see Friday night.
Well,
we're
yeah.
going to see Friday night, mm-hmm. man.
But there's and, no way you can put UH higher than Kentucky. We're going to see Friday night.
We're going to see. All right. And, and Duke is definitely vulnerable, man. And you talked about Dawkins making himself some money. R.J. Barrett and Cam Reddick, those guys are losing. Man, those guys are just average guys. If you put some guys on them, they can't do much. And Reddick is, R.J., if he can't go left, it's almost like his game is shut down. Dawkins just did him yesterday. I don't know how R.J. could still be drafted in the top five. He doesn't show me anything.
Well, I think R.J. Barrett's better than Cam Reddish.
He's better than Cam Reddick because Cam is nothing but a shooter. Open if he's open, yeah, he can hit it, but that's about it. You know, so to me, Duke is definitely vulnerable. I think U of H is going to get Kentucky. Now, North Carolina has a whole other ball game. North Carolina, to me, is hands down right now playing head and shoulders above everybody else.
Yeah, they look really good.
Gonzaga's playing pretty good, too. But North Carolina, man, they're so deep and so tall and can shoot. And if that guard with the hair or whatever he's on, it's a done deal. You know, so, but I'm just curious to hear, Cougars hadn't made it in 35 years. I think we need to pump our Cougars up a little bit. They got a good coach over there. And I told you earlier, John, I told you early in the season, I said, man, they lead eight, final four. And we'll see if they can get some jumpers. That's the only thing. If they can hit some jumpers,
That's it.
They're going to beat Kentucky, though.
Okay. That's it. We'll see. I hope you're right, man. I hope you're right. We'll see.
And just clean up the Virginia run. Sweet 16, round of 32, Elite 8, round of 32, round 64. So it's been off and on for them.
Yeah.
Throughout Tony Bennett's run there. And now back in the Sweet 16.
845 ESPN 97.5. Hope you're right, Biscuit. Let's go. They got to hit shots. That's it. Because they can play defense with anyone. But it's the whole thing is if they get cold. And we've seen them get cold. They've got to stay hot. They were knocking a Corey Davis was instrumental yesterday. And when he's knocking down, 3 feet behind the line, and he's got his confidence going, and Galen is, driving and dishing, and that's fun to watch. But it can also get really brutal.
Yeah, if they don't have to consistently take the ball out of the basket and can get in the open court, clearly it changes the way they play the game, whether it be in transition or simply that secondary transition where maybe there's a screen set and Robinson gets to the rim. You see how effective they can be as opposed to the half-court set where things kind of get a little bogged down for them.
They didn't even need Giroux to have that was fun. That was a good game yesterday. But it was, like you said, Ohio State. This is Kentucky. Yeah. It's a different deal. All right, 846 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776 is the number if you'd like to hang out with us. Del, we all got our – you gave us all our Game of Thrones characters last week, who each of us are. What about AJ? Who's he? We never decided who AJ is.
Yeah, there was a discussion after the show I had with one of the on our talents here, and he said he would be more than fine with being listed. We came to the conclusion amongst ourselves that he wouldn't be, considering what we would have given him. Because there's some sensitive people here.
Would AJ be Ramsey Bolton?
No, it wasn't you. I didn't have the discussion with you.
No. That show?
Yeah.
Who was sensitive?
Yeah. You know who the sensitive
You know who the sensitive people
guys
are.
Oh.
Yeah.
The station?
Yeah, come on now. I don't know if AJ's
not Ramsey Bolton?
He's not Ramsey.
I'm not that.
Because he's not seeking his father's approval, Fred, by destroying
things. Well, no, Lance is his father. Lance is Roose Bolton since he can't decide what team to play on.
Yeah, but if...
He's warden of the North, but he can't decide who he's...
That's true. And he's not seeking Lance's approval, so he wouldn't be a Ramsey.
Well, that's true. That is true.
AJ's a bit more difficult.
I'd have
to think more. He's ornery. Not,
right.
I gave you Tywin, right?
Yeah, I'm Tywin. Raheel is Littlefinger.
Yeah. AJ's got a bit of a Tywin vibe.
He's behind the scenes,
well.
Always being, you know, making...
He's phony. Yeah.
What about
Zombie Mountain?
I was thinking of the
Hound. He's more the Hound.
The Hound.
But okay. But now AJ's risen to a position. And the Hound at one point, was he ever the hand of the king at any point? Like he was
no,
Joffrey's,
he was the head
he was
of the King's Guard. Well, he wasn't even the head of King's Guard.
He was Joffrey's security. Personal protector.
Yeah.
AJ's risen to a position
of power here. He's David Gao's personal protector?
I wouldn't say that.
I'm not going to call David Gao Joffrey.
Can I be Joffrey?
No. You want to get poisoned?
Yeah.
Well, if it happens.
Have a touch of evil.
You're more Olenna Tyrell. You have one-liners? Okay. I think you would go out pretty cool.
Okay.
And
Olenna Tyrell, I didn't
think
that.
She's a badass character.
Yeah.
I think he's more Olenna Tyrell.
Or he could be, who's not Jorah, the other one, Bannister? Or who's the other hand to the Khaleesi?
It's not Jorah. Who is the other hand?
You know, he was the head of the King's Guard for Joffrey, and he fired him. The older guy.
Oh, the older guy. I know who you're talking about. Yeah. I don't remember his name. I forgot his name, but I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think
he follows Todd around now like that. Just
Todd's the Khaleesi.
Boy.
Todd's the Khaleesi.
then I'll be Drogo then.
You're not Khal Drogo.
I don't know. Olenna Tyrell. I feel like...
Well, you kind of like Olenna Tyrell here.
Yeah,
all right,
man.
I'll take it.
She's not... I know the whole he's a dude, she's a woman thing.
Oh, big
but she's
deal.
A
That's interchangeable. Yeah. It's 2019.
And she's a badass character.
Yeah, we're not going to put genders on people here.
That's why I gave him Olenna Tyrell.
Yeah. Don't put me in a basket.
Running the show... Olenna Tyrell is running the show.
Yeah,
killing people.
Yeah.
How many people have you been? How many people have you fired so far?
Zero.
What the hell? Olenna Tyrell's, you know, knocking people out, killing people,
and works behind the scenes a little bit
right.
more than you might imagine.
With Raheel, in conjunction with Raheel, killing people.
Yeah.
Yeah, Raheel and the Peter Baelish thing, I think, is the most dead on one.
Yeah, I think that's the best
comparison.
Yeah, pretty much.
Who's Fred? Did we give Fred one? Is he Master Clyborn? That weird dude who's always creating concoctions? Is he Maester Clyborn? Is that
I was
his
thinking
last
Varys.
Name?
But
you think he's a eunuch?
I think he's... I mean, Fred is... He's a giant version of Tyrion.
Giant Tyrion?
Well, Tyrion likes to drink and like...
Drinking and hoeing and...
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah.
Huh.
Is he more cerebral than everybody around him?
Are we asking Fred or
Fred?
Yeah.
Fred?
Just ask him.
Yeah. Okay. How come I can't be Tyrion?
You drink and you know things.
Drinking and hoeing.
But you don't. Tyrion drinks and knows things. You don't know so much.
Yeah, that's true. It's kind of true. All right. Okay, so you're Olenna Tyrell.
How's okay.
That? Okay? That's fine.
Yeah, I'll take it. I'll take it.
It's better than being the hand to the Khaleesi.
Right.
Right? Todd's Khaleesi.
Well, didn't Jorah wanted to do stuff to the Khaleesi?
Yeah.
Too?
I don't think you want to do stuff to Todd. I'm pretty sure you don't.
Khal Drogo.
If I did, it would have happened already. What's he going to do, stop me? He's a tiny guy.
You going to force yourself? Well, I told you he was Ramsay Bolton.
No, Drogo did it too.
Yeah. Drogo did it too.
All right. Sorry, Todd. I think the loser here is Todd. I think that's what we figured out.
All right, you're done. Thanks for coming in.
Oh, it's already not. Well, where's Raheel?
No one knows that. He walks in right. It's his time.
All right. Well, I'll stick around. Just
he's probably here. He just hangs over. Hangs out over there. All right. We appreciate you being here.
Thanks for boosting my ego.
What? You're a boss. Elena Tyrell's
a badass.
No, I just mean by allowing me to come in and do the morning show. That was my ego, ego boost.
Okay.
Yeah. Now I feel like.
Now you feel good?
I feel like I'm better than everyone now. So, thanks.
Lance claims he's a co-host on your show, so you could claim you're a co-host here.
Well, you guys are number one now.
Yeah. And now and you may have made us that way.
I'm a part of it.
That's right. You're damn right. It's 858 ESPN 97.5. Don't go anywhere.
Looking for something to do this weekend? Visit culturemap.com to find out everything going on in the city.